All right, Tom, have everything rolling on my end here. And so let's talk a little bit specifically for dry edible bean growers. A lot of those growing here in North Dakota and Minnesota, they are having some questions about some clarity within the CFAP and PAP, all the acronym government assistance that has come out lately. And so I know at Gordley and Associates, you guys have been doing some digging to provide that clarity. And so what do we know at this point as far as it relates to some of this assistance for lentil, pulse, and dry bean growers?
I'll start with a little background. So under the previous administration, when they established the CFAP 2 program, they created three categories: the price trigger category, the flat rate category, and a sales commodity category. And crops were divided in different categories. I don't know the reasoning for the determinations for the crop and which commodity they were put in, but dry edible beans and pulse crops were included in the sales commodity category, along with fruits and vegetables and other specialty crops. Crops in the price trigger and flat rate category under the additional COVID assistance package enacted by Congress in December of 2020, the price trigger and flat rate category crops get a $20 per acre payment as they did under CFAP 2, while additional assistance for the sales commodity category is still to be determined. Dry edible beans and pulse crops that were included in CFAP 2, and they are able to amend their CFAP 2 payment to amend and increase their CFAP 2 payment if they receive the crop insurance indemnity or WIP Plus payment for their 2019 production. Pulse crop producers may also have the ability to have their CFAP 2 payment calculated using their 2018 sales instead of their 2019 sales. But information on that aspect, on the ability to substitute 2018 sales for 2019, is pending, subject to rulemaking, and will not be determined for several months. If and when that is implemented, USDA indicated they'll reopen the sign-up for those producers with crops in the CFAP 2 sales commodity category, and they will be able to adjust their CFAP 2 payment further. In addition, in the package enacted by Congress in December of 2020, USDA has $6 billion in a pot that they are calling pandemic assistance to producers, and that is an additional opportunity for compensation to dry edible bean and pulse crop producers. There is a list of entities that are potentially going to be included in this $6 billion pot of funding. That's out of $11 billion total that was provided by Congress in December 2020. The specialty crops that were included in the sales commodity category, again, that includes dry edible beans and pulse crops, are among those that could potentially be provided additional assistance out of this $6 billion pot. Again, that will be subject to rulemaking, and so it will be several months before we know how USDA will distribute those funds and if pulse producers will be eligible and what form those payments will come in. And then finally, I would add, USDA also was provided, has an additional $1.5 billion available for commodity purchases through the Ag Marketing Service, and the pulse producers have requests in for Congress to purchase significant volumes of pulse crops through that program as well, which would be beneficial to producers. So that's what we know now. And again, some of this continues to unfold, and we'll continue to urge USDA to provide as much assistance as possible for pulse producers under these programs.
Well, and so to kind of sum it up, Tom, basically, if we group it all together, you know, like you said, the $6 billion that comes through the pandemic assistance for producers, that's kind of still to be determined. But, you know, dry bean producers, they can go to their FSA office right now and still get signed up for CFAP 2 if they didn't apply the first time, correct? That's how I'm understanding this?
Yes, they should absolutely go in, make sure they're signed up for CFAP 2 and that that they amend their CFAP 2 payment if they received a crop insurance indemnity or WIP plus payment, for example, for 2019, to have that included in their calculation for their CFAP 2 payment. And then again, it's potentially they may have another opportunity down the road to amend that further to substitute their 2018 sales for 2019.
Yes, well, I know that's all the questions I had, Tom, but is there anything else that some of these specialty crop growers need to know right now?
No, I think we'll continue to stay in touch with USDA and with Congress and communicate the issues to post producers.